This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where Corey is still trying to convince Alec that he was in 4-H. And
no,
not going super
we
well.
We had a conversation a while back about eggs lasting longer than usual. Mm. And for some reason, I thought that Alec, he agreed with me because, and I don't know why. And I just assume, I think I just put in my mind the Napoleon Dynamite scene that he was like, he was with 4-H and tasted milks.
Alec, I worked in a dairy freezer, man. That's the closest thing I can give you.
Man. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back there.
I need to really dive into your origin story.
Oh, it's not the greatest story.
You
sit down,
that.
Crack one open. You're going to need it.
Oh, okay. Well, we might get to that later.
Right.
We're off air. In the meantime, go ahead and give me cut number 6 because I want to hear it again and again and again.
22 seconds left on the power play. Marchman tosses it off the chest of Hellebuck. Play to the corner by Pionk. Circling that, taking it. Harley! Score! Series over!
Now, I don't want to make it sound like this segment is only because he scored the series-clinching goal against Winnipeg to move on to the Western Conference Finals for the third straight year. The build of Thomas Harley has been going for some time. He now has 4 goals and 7 assists in 13 playoff games. So I get that that's what we're all focused on at the moment. But the build for this, at the very latest, goes back to the job that he's been doing since the end of January, filling in for Miro, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We were very concerned because Miro plays so many minutes for one.
Yep.
He's so effective. And last year, I do believe they kind of wore down defensively. I think they only had 5, and they really did wear down. And you were thinking, oh man, this could be the same kind of thing. They could wear down this year too if Miro doesn't come back. But all along, Thomas Harley continued to grow. The line that Otter said after the game was something along the lines of, "When he abandoned us and to go play for Team Canada." And that's when he really started to grow.
Right.
And I liked, it was a funny shot and everything, but the people have been texting in through the last couple weeks, furious with some of the mishandles at the, at the point, furious about a couple of other things
that's
here
fair.
And there. And then he does this, and he saves you. But his work on the penalty kill, his work on the power play has been so effective that I don't think the Stars knew they had that he had this capability. They were just like, we have to do it. We have no other choice. And then he grew into it so quickly. And now you have a place, Kevin, where, and I was just about to say this from the 682, Miro and Thomas are 1A, 1B. You have a 1A, 1B with your defenseman. People would love to have the situation the Stars have here.
And on the power play.
Yeah.
That's something I don't want to undersell either. Now, let's just look at the scoring. And we can break down different aspects of this, but for the scoring, before Haskinen's injury, Harley had 23 points in 48 games.
Okay.
All right, so about half a point, give or take. Since then, in the last 30 games of the regular season, 27 points in 30 games.
Wow.
So we're just talking about a basic jump of about 0.5 points per game to 0.9 points per game. So didn't quite double it up, but you're almost to a point a game. And he does so many other things as well. But when you can see the offensive defenseman, I know the Stars love that over the years.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Makar is that, right?
Yes.
And when you watch Miro bring it up the ice the way he did a couple of different times, you're like, dude, he is fast. On top of his stick handling is amazing. So like that's fun to see. But with Harley's growth in this, it's become so universal with one of those guys. I can just go to either one of them and I have an effective play here. He shoots hard from the top. He can also be down in there in the mix of it because he's a big guy, shoving guys out of the way, clearing space, creating space. Dude, go back and watch that pass from Sagan now. Like,
that
I know,
pass was tremendous.
And the shot itself is amazing because you had clear interference by his own defensive player. Like, he's in the way. He masked Hellebuck. And Harley has this shot, and he could go one way with it, but he went back across the grain with it over the other shoulder because he saw everybody floating one way, and he was like, "the it's going to be open here." But that pass from Sagan was spectacular, and the fact that Harley was able to put it home, that was, Kevin, it feels almost drawn up. It feels like they knew they wanted to kind of get that kind of shot out of it because that was their best way of getting this one done.
And I don't mean to undersell Harley on this, but did it look like that pass was so fast and so on point from Sagan that Harley kind of hesitated for half a second? He's like, "Oh crap, I've got the shot."
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that's what he was setting up for. But I watched that playback again and again, and it looked like there was this little hitch where he was like, "Oh my God, that was an amazing Sagan pass."
And watch also, like, I don't know how much you watched the last part. Sagan slams his stick down like, "Hey, it's time. Like, get the shot off now. It's going in." He knew it was going in. I really enjoyed that part of it.
So let's go to, you mentioned Ottinger. I wanted to go to another Ottinger quote. "It's hard to replace a guy like Miro, but Tom has done everything." It's weird to hear him called Tom. "He's been a workhorse. I think everyone in the locker room knew how good he was, but now he finally got to show it." Mm-hmm. "He showed everyone how good he was with the best players in the world. Not surprising to the guys in here." So obviously, glowing review from one of his teammates. Let's go to the coach. And this is what I think a lot of people have been thinking, or some people have been sending it in. If there's an MVP of the second half of the season with what happened to Miro, I think it would have to be him. Talking about Thomas Harley. He went to a different level.
Yep.
We put so much on. And you know what? I'm going to go back to you in just 1 second because you said, "Yep," and I'm with you on that. But this is what makes it more impressive. We piled so much on his shoulders, from running the power play to playing against other teams' best players to transitioning the puck. The kid just keeps delivering every night.
And never got fazed by it. You know, like,
so
that,
true.
Think about this for a second. You have your job that you're doing. And then all of a sudden, the person who's better at their job, they're the best at it, they're not there anymore. Now you have to take it on. You can make excuses and say, "Well, I'm not used to doing these things," or this and that. And he was like, "No, this is my opportunity. This is my chance to really help the team out." Those guys have a complete faith and belief in him that he's going to be able to do that. Again, there are other moments.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Where you're like frustrated.
You saw him in that very same series.
It happens all the time. It will happen again against Edmonton, and there are going to be a couple moments. And then you also get these other, the dirty work that needs to be done. It's important for what he does. And that taking it to the next level, when you are what you are, but you're capable of the next, you know it. And you do the work involved. And I think that's the other part of it, is the team sees the work that's involved and the work that he puts into it. Also, dude, his vertical had to have been like a 70. It was insane to see him jump on skates like
How
that.
How difficult must it be to jump off your skates like
parts,
that? Yeah.
The landing part's the part that concerns me the most, for sure.
So Thomas Harley, 3 game winners this year, including 2 overtime goals. If you want to go back to the last 3 seasons, including the regular season and the playoffs, he has 6 overtime winners. That is more than any defenseman in the league.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
And sometimes people do get the line we keep seeing is he thinks he's a forward. He thinks he's a winger. He thinks he's an offensive player sometimes. The Stars allow that.
They have a long history of allowing that, too. Klingberg.
Yeah, when we run up against Edmonton, you're going to see Klingberg is one of those kind of guys. They allow it. They actually, because just like when Miro was skating up the ice, this is now a four on five breakout.
Yeah.
Or, you got four offensive guys flying up the ice because your defenseman can handle it so well. And then you got your other three forwards that are just like, okay, we're just waiting for this offense to really collect.
Now, here is perhaps the most exciting part about what the evolution of Thomas Harley brings to this team. You just mentioned it a minute ago. You're about to take on Edmonton. In Edmonton, you have Connor McDavid, who is the best hockey player on the face of planet Earth.
Yes.
And Leon Draisaitl.
And
who,
I guarantee you, we will not get any few more of those superfluous things said about them.
You're going to hear it 60 million times. There's a better tandem in the league. I don't know what it is. Yep. Like, it's going to happen. Yep. And you're just going to need to deal with
it. It's going
to
happen.
There's a decent shot if you make it to the Stanley Cup final, you'll be the A side of that story.
Does the hockey world not like the Stars?
I just don't.
Or is it just all the Canadian teams they're more in love with?
I don't think it's just because of the Stars. To make this clear, on a national level, they haven't mattered as much. Because, like, if you look back, so let's just look back at the last round, okay? So, obviously, the Maple Leafs are the biggest brand name in all of hockey. So, obviously, they're going to be a big deal. With both Winnipeg and Edmonton, you have the Canadian factor going to see if they can break their cup streak. And then for the Oilers have the defined best player in hockey, and he hasn't won a cup.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. Like, Jamie Benn is awesome. We would love to get Jamie Benn a cup.
The country doesn't love Jamie Benn.
But, like, he's never been viewed, or maybe there's a small window, but for the most part, he's not consistently been viewed as the best player on the planet.
Yeah.
So Connor McDavid getting the title, that would be like going back to Ovi or Sid or any of those people like that that are just like the household name in hockey.
From the 817, wonder how many teams have gotten shut out twice in a series and 1-6.
You know what's really funny? I do not believe the Stars have outscored a series opponent yet.
Really?
I think they've
been able to sneak away with these at the end.
They lost to Winnipeg, and I think they got outscored or at least were even up maybe with Colorado. But yeah, they haven't outscored.
The bad games are bad.
Yeah, exactly. But the great thing about that is you saw that really two standout performances from Hellebuck in 2 and 5. And that's great. And he was good in 6. But then you can look at Ottinger and you're like, hey, that's great. You take your 2 of 5.
I'll take
1, 3, 4, 6.
Yeah. And the other thing, though, Kevin, is those 2 and 5 games, that team, the Stars did not look like the Stars. The opening period of game 6, was that not the most intense opening period you've seen in quite? I guess going back to the Colorado series, there was another one. But, dude, the Stars were flying at the net. They were like, we're attacking, attack, attack, attack. And I got to give the Winter Pigs some credit for they withstood it. Like, they withstood that attack over and over and over. That was a line, Kevin, that I didn't get to about Harley and this whole group that DeBoer said. And I don't think we've discussed this. He said a less mature team probably wouldn't have been able to withstand that game 6 the way that this team did. And that is because they just kept fighting, kept sticking to it, kept battling for it, believing that there was something good going to happen. And ultimately, they did get the penalty that put them, the one penalty of the game that put them in position, because they kept fighting for it. And then whenever it was time, they didn't go into it going, oh man, I need to rest or this and that. Oh, we're in overtime. They went into it and they said, here's our plan.
Yeah.
And they all went into that locker room with a purpose.
And so this text is really intriguing to me. Stars are top 3 in wins since 2000, aren't they? And I have to go fact check that, but let's go off of that assumption. How do they not matter nationally given the amount of consistent winning they do? Because they don't win all of the way, right? The Stars are the Chargers. So in terms of why they get the level of attention they do, because do the Stars, before Mikko started just taking over the playoffs, did they have the best player in the league or one of the best players in the league? No. They had a whole,
really good team.
Whole bunch of really good players that are in that next tier. Well, who does that sound a whole lot? Like Philip Rivers. Man, he's in that next tier. He's really good. And the Chargers would win a whole lot. And sure, there were times for LaDainian Tomlinson, but I feel like usually he got the backseat to some other running back. And so they won a lot, but they didn't go all of the way and win. Like if the Dallas Stars had, I know they made it to the Stanley Cup final in the 2020 season. But what do we keep talking about? Three straight Western Conference finals. They lost the first two. If they had made it to the Stanley Cup final both of those times, I think this would be a bigger deal because it would be like third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Can the Stars finally lift the cup this time?
That's going to be the thing with Edmonton.
Yeah.
Like they're definitely going to be telling that story of, and listen, Edmonton is going to be hungry.
Edmonton went to Game 7 of the Cup Final last year.
They believe they belong in the final again this year because, hey, we got better this offseason. We're a better team. We're a deeper team.
Yeah.
And we still have the best player, and we believe we belong there. And DeBoer knows that, too. He said that.
And that's why I think you're third in the hierarchy of national attention for this Final Four, because you might get Oilers-Panthers rematch. Best player in the world trying to get his cup against the defending champions. But if you got like Stars Hurricanes, obviously you have the built-in, that's the actual team we took Rantanen from. Like I realized he was there for a cup of coffee, but that's the actual team. And I think the Stars would be the A side of that matchup. Then again, I thought the Rangers were the A side of the World Series against the Diamondbacks, and John Smoltz said the hell they are.
Yeah, he hated us.
We're the KNC masterpiece. You know what? I'm sorry. Just one more quick thing. And I know I'm not supposed to do this. I was going to say, I think one of the biggest things going into this series is this is going to be the healthiest the Stars have been since the first month of the season. Like
with some rest.
Yes. And you're going to have a 12 forward, six defenseman lineman that gets that extra time off and let's go. Like I know Edmonton is badass, but like, let's go. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons.